Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manning. May reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Bellinger scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to third. Blair moves to second. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Singleton scores. Blair moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Don Hood now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires to first and has Grich trapped. There's the throw to Kuiper, who tags Grich for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Manning reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Powell reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Bell moves to second. It's 8-3, Orioles. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hendrick moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.